Pneumatology, question number one. Who or what is the Holy Spirit? My response. Sadly, much of today's Christendom is blaspheming the true character and work of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, the untrue beliefs about the Holy Spirit must be addressed. In reality, we owe the Holy Spirit just as much praise and adoration as the Father or the Son for all that he does to endure with and help us. For that reason, the Holy Spirit must also be rightly worshipped. The Holy Spirit is not an it. He is not simply a power. He is a person. He has been given descriptors such as, quote, counselor or helper, end quote, that only a person could be given. Quote, he, end quote, is the term, not it. Quote, he will teach you all things, end quote, John 14, verse 26. And, quote, the Holy Spirit fell upon them just as he did upon us at the beginning, end quote, Acts 11, verse 15. He's not just a part of God. He is fully God, though he is a distinct person of the Trinity. Verses such as, quote, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, end quote, Matthew 28, verse 19, make direct connections to the Holy Spirit being on the same level as the other persons. We know that he is God because his powers are not less than the others. He has a different role, but he's still omniscient and omnipresent. Quote, where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? End quote. Psalm 139, verse 7. Quote, for to us God revealed through them, for to us God revealed them through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. The thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God, end quote. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 10 through 11. The Holy Spirit is also eternal and involved in creation, as we read, quote, the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters, end quote. Genesis 1, verse 2. Perhaps more important to the believer is that the Holy Spirit is so extremely personal. The Holy Spirit is not an entity or presence that we trust without any true discipleship. So many of today's Christians do little repentance, study, or true worship, but instead follow their own feelings, claiming that they were led by the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit never lets a true believer behave selfishly without eventually bringing conviction. Quote, and he, when he comes, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. End quote. John 16, verse 8. He is how we know that we are saved. He does not zap us. We do not feel him, but we do feel his working leading us to repentance, and this bears witness of him. Romans 8, verse 16, and John 15, verse 26. He causes us to live out fruit for God's glory. Quote, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. End quote. Galatians 5, verse 22 through 23. None of these behaviors can be applied apart from his involvement. When Jesus ascribed what it is to be, quote, born again, end quote, it was the Spirit attributed to this amazingly gracious act. John 3, verses 5 through 8. The Holy Spirit lives within us. He's intimate with us. He patiently endures and tolerates our sin, though it grieves him. Ephesians 4, verse 30. He prays for us. Romans 8, verse 27, and gives us gifts for the sake of the church, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 11. He is who sanctifies us through our difficult Christian walks. We can trust that he will give us words in moments of persecution and trouble, Luke 12, verse 12. Though today's Christianity has a mystical, warped view of babbling to the Holy Spirit and claiming that he gives them special revelation, we know that preaching who he is becomes vital to worship. In calling church leaders to bring back true worship of the Holy Spirit from those who've twisted it, John MacArthur said, quote, be a part of a force to restore the honor and true worship of the Holy Spirit to the church. The Father initiated salvation, the Son validated salvation, and then demonstrated it, but the Spirit activates it. You are what you are now in the kingdom of God because of the direct work of the Holy Spirit. Have you ever thanked him? Ever? Do you praise him? Do you honor him? Do you glorify him? End quote. He regenerates, endures with, and changes us. yet he so often receives so little of our petition and praise. Pray that the church honor him as he is.